Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochmah Shiur. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll be Ez Hashem be joining today's Shiur. Today's Shiur has a special sponsor. It's sponsored by Shas for Shiduchim. A few years ago, we had a Shutvis with Shas for Shiduchim that sponsored some of our Gedolim Shurim. I think the Ben Ish Chai. And from that, starting with Sfardish Gedolim, it kicked off a whole series on Chachmei Sfarad, including many of the Rishonim of Sfarad. And again, we partner with Shas V'Shiduchim, which is going to take place very soon, January 18th and 19th, where basically the idea is you could go to Shas for Shiduchim, Shas, the number 4, Shiduchim.org, and there's hundreds of Laimdim, 400 Laimdim get together, complete the entire Shas in 24 hours, and is a schus for Shiduchim. You could sponsor a blat, and with that sponsorship, you could submit names of people who need Shiduchim, and it is a big schus. The Koyach HaTorah, there's been, Baruch Hashem, many, many stories of Siyat Dishmai and Atzlocha, of people who supported this initiative. It's out of Chicago, the Chesed organization in Chicago, Chesed Center of Chicago, and it has the Haskamas of Rav First and other, all the Rabbanim in Chicago, and in School of Katera. So this is an unbelievable initiative. I know people who take part in it, and Samar de Gazach, and I encourage everyone to take a part, sponsor a daf, submit names, etc. This goes towards the proceeds, support the Shidduch and Wedding Assistance Programs of Chesed Chicago, which is founded by the Dayan Reb Shmuel First, Zuzan Gazut Nishtark, who is a person who works tirelessly for Klal Yisrael everywhere, but is specifically, of course, in his hometown of Chicago. Hashem, I have a kesher with him as well. And through this schus of Limud HaTorah, Klai Yisrael should be zoiche to Shiduchim. Now it's interesting, when they send me the bullet points, they ended off and they said, through this Achdus of Torah, we should be zoiche to Besuras Tavis, and that actually leads very much into the Meshech Chochmah we are going to learn. So, that is our sponsor, and Bez Hashem, it's a covet to be able to sponsor, to be involved with them, to have them as a shutif in our shiurim, and Bez Hashem, we wish them lots of hatzlocha. Okay, we're going to learn a Meshech Chochmah today. Perek Beis, Tezvav. So as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu goes out on the first day, and he sees Ish Mitzri, Maki Ish Ivri Me'echa, Vaifen Koi V'chai, Vayachas HaMitzri. Goes out the second day, two Yidin are fighting. What are you looking for? Who made you in charge here? Are you going to kill me? Like you killed the Mitzri? Moshe became afraid. And he said, so Rashi says, Kimashmoy. Kimashmoy means the Pasha Pshat. It's been known that I killed the Mitzri. Umidrasha in Rashi brings the Medrash. And this Medrash is really a Yalkut Shimaini, as we'll see in a moment. Let's say it from Rashi. Noidali hadover shayisi tama alav. There was something I wondered about. Machotu Yisrael mikol ayin uma isli ois nirdim b'avoydes perach. In fact, the Meshech Chochmah in Vezayis HaBracha, in the middle of the long shtickle over there, Perek Lamedabel Pasaches, he says, we see Moshe Rabbeinu was misfal safe tamid belikus, ar kichokar bedarchi Hashem vihis pal safe. Like a lesson of philosophy, he was always thinking in the darchi Hashem. And he says, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, achein noida hadavar shalei hayadeh mipnei ma Yisrael goylem. Moshe Rabbeinu thought about this a lot. He would think into depth about the Darchei Hashem of what's going on. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I was tama. What did Klal Yisrael do wrong that they are near dim avodas perach? Avol roi ani shem ruim lekach. I see now the ruim lekach." Vayishma Paro Yisadov Razeh Vayivakish Laharges Moshe, continues the pasuk. So if the truth is, Dr. Meir Simcha, at Yehuyin Medrash V'Yalkut. Look at the Medrash in the Yalkut Shemayni. So let's see what the Medrash says, because the Meir Simcha is going to come based on this Medrash. The Medrash says as follows, Yalkut Shemayni, Ois, Kuf Samach Zayin. Holchu v'amru lepari. Mivazuhu al perifira. This is Dosan v'aviram. He used to tell Paroi lots of things about Moshe Rabbeinu. Number one, he's mivaze the porfira. What's the porfira, shalach? Your chashev beged, your royal clothes, he's mivaze it. V'alatara shalach, and your crown. Amru loy, yerav loy. No, no. Okay, so if it's geshmak for him, it's geshmak for him. They said, what do you mean? He helps the enemies. Miyad bikish lahargoy. So says the Medrash, that's why Pari wanted to kill him. Rav Nachman Amar, no, ala kolor avloi, ad sharmulay eneben bincha. Everything else didn't bother Pari until they told Pari, you know, he's not really your enikol. He's not really Bash's daughter. That's Rav Nachman. V'rabonan amri ala kolor hikbid. Paroi was not makbid on anything. They came, Dosan Vaviram, were malshin every day. They said all shreklecha things about Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad sha'amru, until they said, Shoifech damim hu. He is a murderer. Now you notice, they didn't say he murdered somebody. They said he's a murderer. He's a murderer. V'horages ha-mitzri. He killed the Mitzri. Not the pshat, it was a one-time thing that happened that he killed a Mitzri. He's a murderer. Shayfich damim. Look, he killed a Mitzri. Ad kan l'shoinai, this is the Lashon of Rav Nachman in the, I'm sorry, the Rabbanon in the Medrash. Now, we see that Paroi heard about Moshe Rabbeinu being a murderer, and Vayivakish Laharigas Moshe. Now, the beginning of the Medrash of the Yalkut says, Achei Noida Hadavar is the part Rashi brought. Milamid Shaya Moshe Maharer. Maroa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lishabid Yisrael Yoyser Mikol Umais. Ad Shebo Dosen Vaaviran Sheosu Boid Liturya. Till Dosen Vaaviram came and said Lashon Hara and snitched to Paroi on him. What did they say? They said he's a murderer. He killed the Mitzri. Now, if this is true, Rav Meir Simcha seems to be bothered by the fact that when you read in the Psukim, it doesn't sound that way. Because the Pasuk says, they said to him, Halahargeni atoy mer kasharagdes ha-mitzri. According to the way the Yalkut says it, what should then be next is Vayishma pares adavar hazeh. Paroi heard that he killed the Mitzri, Vayivakish laharigis Moshe, and then Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, Achei noida hadavar. Now that they were malshin to Paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu say, oh, I was always wondering what's going on with Klal Yisrael. I see, they deserve it. They're delay turin, they're malshinim. They're malshinim. But in the Pasuk it doesn't say that. Now there is, that's why Rashi said Kipshutai, and that's Pashas, why Rashi here said Kimashma Kipshutai, because Kipshutai, Achei Noida Hadavar, means, oh, it's known that I killed a Mitzri. And then, Vayishma Pari. Then everything works very, very good. It's all chronologically correct. That's why Rashi said Kipshutai. Kipshutai Pashipshat. Midrashai, there's a medrash that says Achei Noida Hadavar is sort of not in the right spot. It's out of order. First, they said Kasharagdis HaMitzri. Then they went and they were malshin to Paroi. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say Achei Noida Hadavar. So it's very geshmak in Rashi that Rashi starts off Kimashmoi Midrashai. Why is he doing that? Because the Kimashmoi is the Pashipshat and the Psukim. Umidrasha, why did he bring the Medrash? Because Rashi's bothered. Well, why did Moshe have to say Achei Noida Hadavar? Like, what's the nafkaminas? Okay, so it seems it's known. Is that the biggest deal? The big deal is they're going to tell Paroi. Oh, so Zok the Medrash and says, you're right. No, Achei Noida Hadavar is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu talking about, now I understand why we're near Nishtabit. This is the Shakla Vitari over here in Rashi, in the Mashpshutai, in the Midrasha. Pasha to learn a Rashi. So Dr. Meir Simcha, V'yitachin oit, and could be he's bothered by this question of why the Medrash, the Pashup Shad, it's out of order. V'yitachin oit, Dilshinai leparei sha'amar ocheinai dehadavar. Such a nifladik of Meshach Chachma. What was the Malshinus? So Pashup Shad, the Malshinus they told Parai was that he's a murderer. So that's Zayishtei in Medrash. Dr. Meir Simcha, let's look at the pasuk. Why does it say Vayishma Parai es hadavar hazeh? What do you mean Vayishma Parai? Hadavar hazeh. What's hadavar hazeh? So that's why, really, we mentioned the Medrash before. It's really the second half of the Medrash, but the first part of the Alkut Shemayim that we quoted, that they said lots of things. They were mouthing lots of things. Vayishma Parai. They told him he's a this, he's a that. Parai knocked everything off. Until Hadavar Hazeh, till he heard he's a right Seyach, Hadavar Hazeh, then Pari said, oh, that's too much already. So there's an extra word, Hadavar Hazeh. But Rameir Simcha, that's all in the world of the Yalkut. But Rameir Simcha says, no, no, no. You know what Hadavar Hazeh is? Hadavar Hazeh is that Ochei Noida Hadavar, that he said those words. Meaning, look at the pasuk. Vayomer, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ochei noida hadavar." Vayishma parei es hadavar hazeh. What's the davar hazeh? That Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ochei noida hadavar." Dilshinei leparei shomer, "Ochei noida hadavar." Kimidrashai, amemishtadim yoisim ikaluma veloshin. Here, Grada Rameir Simcha is bringing a Medrash Rabbah, even though Yalkut Shemayim also has this part. But here he quotes it from the Medrash Rabbah, that they said, Ochei Noida Hadavar, what's the Noida Hadavar? That there's Lashon Hara Beineihem, Heach Ruyim Legulula. Interesting, I think, because in the Yalkut, the Lashon of the Yalkut is Dlituria. Dlituria is more Malshinus. The Lashon of the Medrash is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara Beineihem. He said, Kevin Sheshama Dvarav, Amar Lashon Hara Yesh Beineihem, Hech Yeruim Lega'ula. So Zakhtar Meir Simcha, Vim Kein Magid, She'asr Lehalshin, Ulegalis Leparai, Misterin Shal Yisrael, Lochein Katzav Parai. Lochein Katzav Parai. Now you have to understand what's going on over here. Let's look at the Psukim. Misamcha liish sarvi shayfe. Halahargeni ataymer kasher haragtas as mitzri. Vayira Moshe vayimer achinoi da hadavar. There's lashon hara by Klal Yisrael. Who is the lashon hara by Klal Yisrael? Where's the lashon hara? What they do? So could be the pshat is, and I saw there's a sefer called Meshech Chachma with a pirush called Binas HaChachma, and he says this idea, and that is the lashon hara is that they said. Halahargeni atoimer kasher haragtas hamitzri. Ma inyan shmita itzel. I'm being marchiv here a little bit. Ma inyan shmita itzel har Sinai. Yesterday there was a guy, a mitzri, whipping and hitting a yid. Moshe Rabbeinu goes and saves that Jew by killing him. The next day, the Jew who was saved from Moshe Rabbeinu are fighting. Halahargeni atoimer kasher haragtas hamitzri. What shaykhis? He saved you yesterday from a mitzri. Two Jews, he's trying to make shalom. Why would he kill one? The answer is the way I said before when we read the Medrash. When he said, Shoyfech damim hu. He didn't say, Zgeven ha-maisa, he killed a mitzri by accident or on purpose. And it was a specific situation. He's a Shoyfech damim, they said. Shoyfech damim hu. He's a murderer. He's a murderer. Murderers are not mavchid. Murderers, he killed a mitzri yesterday, he's going to kill someone else today. He'll kill someone else tomorrow. When he said to him, Misam chaleish, halohargeni atoimer kasharaktas hamitzri, you know what he was saying about Moshe Rabbeinu? You are a reitzeach. You're a shoyfech damim. That was the Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara was, and it's probably more Lashon Hara, it's even Moitzi Shemra, because not Emes. He killed somebody, but he's not a murderer. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. I can't wrap my head around this. I did Yanim HaTayva yesterday by killing a Mitzri. And what does he do? He turns around and says, I'm a murderer? He tells his friend, look, Omar Shabain is here. Halageni HaTayva because Harag is a Mitzri. It's Loshin Hara about me. Vayoyira Moshe Vayoyimar Ochei Noida HaDavar. Now I understand. Why is Klal Yisrael B'Shibud? Why is Klal Yisrael B'Shibud? More than the Umas Haylam. You know why? Because they have Loshin Hara amongst them. Lashon Hara is pirud. Lashon Hara is not achdus. Lashon Hara makes fights. It's in aschinam. It brings churban to the world. Brings churban to the world. There can't be Yeshua's in the world. That's why there's a shibud. But inherent in Moshe Rabbeinu saying that it's such an avla to say Lashon Hara about a yid. Inherent in that is that for sure you can't say Lashon Hara to Paroi about the Yidden. You can't be Malshin to them. If you remember, we had a Mashiach Chachma a while ago, somewhere, in Devarim somewhere, Shaiftim maybe, Kiseitze, I don't remember, where he was Mavchim with different types of Lashon Hara. There's Lashon Hara that one person says to the other, and then there's being Malshin to the Umas Ha'ilam and telling them the Mistarin. Oh, Kiseitze Lamachama, and Ishmartim he called Avara, if I remember correctly. Talks about there was different kaparas in the Mikdash for Lashon Hara. There was the kaparas, there was the kataras outside, the kataras lifnai v'lifnim. One was for the telling Goyim our Mistarim, and one is for the Klal Yisrael's Lashon Hara. So if we can't say Lashon Hara to each other, Kal v'chaymer, you can't tell Paroi. So when he said, Ochei noide hadavar, he said, look, Klal Yisrael had such an aver of Lashon Hara, they're calling me a reitzeach. Vayishma Paroi is hadavar hazeh. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said that Lashon Hara is aser, and Memela Kol Shekein snitching to Paroi's aser, that's what Paroi heard. Says the Meshech Chachma, Vim Kein Magid Sha'aser Lahalshin Legalis the Paroi Misterin Shal Yisrael. It's mamish the same Lashon as it says over there that Remeir Simcha uses over there. Legalis Misterin Shal Yisrael. To tell the secrets of Klal Yisrael to the Goyim. Lochein Kotzav Paroi. And therefore Paroi got angry because any of his snitches, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving up sack, Lochein Noida Hadavar, it's Aser. And that was why Vakish Laharagis Moshe. That's why he wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu when he heard that Moshe Rabbeinu said the Malshinus is Aser, the Lashon Hara is Aser. That's what he wanted to kill him. So it's a Davar Naira here. Now, Remeir Simcha ends off and he says, V'doik heitev. So the Sefer Binas HaChachma, what's Remeir Simcha V'doik heitev? Sounds like a shmak of pshat. He says, no, there's a lot in here, especially when we're breaking apart the Yalkut Shimoni, and what exactly was the issue? So the Chaz are over, let's read Remeir Simcha just inside. Yu'uyin Medrash B'Yalkut, V'yitachin Oit. Because according to the Medrash, it was Achei Noid HaDavar after Paroi got the Malshinus. The Hoshinoi leParoi, the Malshinus was Sha'amar Acheinoi da Hadavar, Kimidrashai. Alme Mishtadim Yoisi Mikaluma Veloshin. That's what he heard. Vimkein Magid Sha'asu Lahaushin Legalis Paramistarin Shal Yisrael. When he heard that Moshe Rabbeinu said Acheinoi da Hadavar, Klal Yisrael has this Chisoran called Lashon Hara, and calls man, we have that, we're going to be B'Shibud. And that's Aser. And that makes problems. We have to be Ba'achtos. We can't have this. So then, that Paroi understood that no one could snitch to him anymore. Lochein Kotzav Paroi. And that's why Paroi got angry with Doik Heitev. Mayra Dika Pshat Remeir Simcha saying here. I want to just take it one more step. And really, I'm not sure. I'm gonna say a vart now. I'll tell you why, what it got me thinking, but I'm throwing it out there for the Olam to also think about it. At the end of the Parsha, Moshe comes to Paroi, and Paroi says, oh, they're lazy, you know, we're going to make it harder for them. Tevin, we're not going to give them Tevin, and you're still going to have to make the bricks. So what happened when he came out of Paroi? He met Nitzavim Likrasam, who was the same Dasim Vaviram, the same Nitzim, now Hashem Rivim Nitzim. Vayemru Aleihem, Yera Hashem Aleichem V'Yishpait. Look what you did. Hashem should punish you. Hashem Hashem is Reichenu. You made it worse for us. Moshe Rabbeinu then goes to the Rabban Hashem and says, what's going on? You sent me to beguile Klal Yisrael, and instead it became worse. So years ago I saw in Divrei Agada for Rav Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he says an interesting thing. He says that if here, in the beginning of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the Avera was Loshon Hara, Malshinos, and that's why Klal Yisrael is not deserving of Geula, where do we see that that was Nisaken, that they should be Rui to Geula, Roy to Geula? So he says that at the end of the parsha, the same Dosan Vaviram came to hack and to have tainas against Moshe Rabbeinu. They meet Moshe Rabbeinu, he hasn't been around for years, comes back from Midyan. They still have a score to settle with him. They're upset at him, right? You call me a Rasha. We were mousing you to Pari and it didn't work. He didn't kill you. So they had the opportunity now that Moshe Rabbeinu is walking out of Pari to march themselves back in and say, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. You remember him from years ago? He was Malshin, he's a Ritzayach. You remember him? You know what he's doing now? He's making a Mered, he's getting one together, making a rebellion. They had an opportunity now to go and take revenge against Moshe Rabbeinu and be Malshin to Pari. And they didn't. Zokter Vayashiv, oh, it's a Raya. That chet was nisaken. They're still Rishayim. They're still screaming at Moshe Rabbeinu. They're having tainas on him, but they're not going to take it further than that. The difference between Perek Beis is that they screamed and then they went to Parai, and in Perek Hay they screamed at him and they didn't go to Parai. But that is all true. Then it got me thinking. That's all true in the Pashup Shat, like in the Yalkut Shemayin and in Rashi, that the Malshinus, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Achinayid Hadavar, was being Nilshin to Parai. So now you're going to say they didn't go to Parai, it was a Tikkun. According to Reb Meir Simcha, the Iker thing Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Klal Yisrael has a Midah of Lashon Hara in them, because they called me a Reitzeach, that in itself was the Lashon Hara. The fact that they Vaiter, Parai heard about it was a whole different, was not the Achinayid Hadavar. Pari heard that there's an Isser of Lashon Hara, that Moshe Rabbeinu said the words Achei Noida Hadavar. Vayishmai Pari's Hadavar Hazeh, that he said Achei Noida Hadavar. The Lashon Hara is Isser, so Pari got upset about that. But the Iker Lashon Hara Moshe Rabbeinu was focusing on was they said that he's a Shevich Damim. So where do you see that was Nisaken? Where do you see it was Nisaken in Klal Yisrael? And if anything, Makara, at the end over here, they said, Yer Hashem Aleichem Yishper, Hashem Vashem Esreichenu. Look at you. You're making trouble for us. It's not Lashon Hara, but they're not focusing on any good. So that bothered me. Where's the tikkun? Vivait, the Rebbe Yashiv seems to hold, and trying to find that there was a tikkun for what happened here in Perek Beis, where do we see it? So Efshi Yesh Laimar, the Efshiyei Shleimer is that with everything, what did they say? They said, Yera Hashem Aleichem Yishpait. They brought the Rebbeinu Shalom into the picture. Kol Zman, the Rebbeinu Shalom was not in the picture of Klal Yisrael. The Gula can't come. Lashon Hara is a Chisaron in Amunah. It's in Aschina. We've said this many times in Tisha B'Av Shiurim. Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara, is a Chisaron in Amunah. Because if you really believed in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you wouldn't have Sinas Chinam. You wouldn't say Lashon Hara. Well, what are you going in and saying bad things about other people? It's a Chisaron of having Shem Hashem Shagar B'fiyam. It's true that they're still having tainas on Moshe Rabbeinu. But you know what they said? They said, Yei Rashem Aleichem. This is Rabbeinu Shalom. We're upset? Rabbeinu Shalom, take care of it. Asher evashtem esreichenu b'nei par v'nei avodov. You made things worse for us. But we're going to leave it up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yei Rashem. Once they brought Hashem back into their lexicon, that was already. Are they still bad people? They're still Dasam Avirim that are Rishayim. Are they going to be making trouble for Moshe Rabbeinu? They're going to constantly make trouble for Moshe Rabbeinu. But in the Nekuda of that there was a problem of Lashon Hara, where do we see the Tikkun? perhaps that they use this, the shame of Hashem, Yera Hashem. That's a bissel emuna, with their alarishas, but a little bit more emuna in the Rabbeinu Shalom, a little bit more bringing Hashem into their conversation and bringing Hashem into their lives, they'll shine a little bit of a tikkun. Once is a little bit of a tikkun, once, you know, Bechlal, we find that in the beginning of Parag Gimel. Sorry, now then the Parag Beis. Vayi bayom rahim vayom asmal say vayizak vatal shavosam lekim and avoida. All of a sudden they dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom. Farshim say until that day, the Rabbeinu Shalom wasn't so involved in their lives. Once vatal shavosam, oh vayishma lekim es nakosam. They brought the Rabbeinu Shalom in. So here, perhaps, Yera Hashem Aleichem Yishpait. Moshe Rabbeinu, in reaction to them, didn't say, okay, Achei Noyed Adav, Rabbeinu Shalom, what are we doing here? Everything's still the same. There's still the same Rishayim. We're still making trouble. Let me go home. No, he went to Hainiz, Rabbeinu Shalom. You sent me, where's the Gula? What do you mean, where's the Gula? Didn't they just scream at you, Yera Hashem Aleichem Yishpait? The same way they screamed at you however many years earlier. And they said that you're a Reitzeach, Alargeni HaToymer. Well, what changed? It's the same, it's a repeat. How come over there you said, Achei Noi Da Hadover, Yetz Farshteach, and today you didn't? The answer is because Yer HaShem. Yer HaShem. They brought the Rabbeinu Shalom into their lives. You bring the Rabbeinu Shalom, you connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's Mechabiyu to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's Mechabiyu to Klal Yisrael, it's Mechabiyu to the Torah. It brings Achdus. It brings Achdus to Klal Yisrael. And that, perhaps, showed that there was a little bit of a tikkun of tshuva, enough that the Rabbeinu Shalom said, even though they're on the Memtei Shari Tshuva, but if you say Yer Hashem, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, we could take you out. And perhaps that's the tikkun lefi, the Havana of the Meshech Chachma, and that's why I started off, Shas v'Shaduchim is Achdus through Torah, Klai Yisrael being noise ba'olim chaveroi, people who need Shaduchim, people who need help with chasanas, being noise ba'ol to help make a shtadlus. What could I do for someone shidduch? I could sponsor a limud haTorah. That zchus should be the shidduch. That's how we get out of galus, Rabbi Yisai. That's how we're mesaken sinas chinam. And bez Hashem, we should be zeichet haka to Yeshuas. All of Klal Yisrael should be zeichet to Yeshuas, and we should be zeichet to the gula shleima. Bimheira v'yameinu, amen. Kol tov, everyone. Have a wonderful day.